Doing the kicking chores is Wagner Chapman. He's got it teed up at the North 40-yard line. And here is the kickoff by the Hornets. Wagner Chapman, a high kick that takes the receiver back into the end zone for a touchback. Strong kick. Strongest kick I've seen him do so far this season, Butch, on kickoffs by Wagner Chapman.
Yeah, he has kicked the ball into the end zone many times. But boy, that one, he really got into that, was high and went deep into the end zone. And so Cameron will start at their own 20. That's a huge advantage, especially in high school football, when you've got a kicker that can kick it that deep.
Two wide receivers set. Green wide to the right. Thompson wide to the left. Double wing formation for Marshall Colson. He takes the snap, runs the option, pitches it. Ball's loose on the ground. It's picked up in the backfield near the five by the Cameron running back, number 18 for the Cameron Dragons. That's Hunter Harrell. And we mentioned it earlier in the pregame show, Butch, that Cameron has been stung by the turnover bug, and they just almost did it right there.
Well, you're right, Mark. I thought for a minute Chalkowski was going to come up with the football. Didn't happen, but boy, Cameron's got a second and 25. 15-yard loss on that play.
Just underway here at Jerry Litt Memorial Stadium. Colson hands off to Harrell again. Harrell crosses the 5, gets across the 10. Still well short of the first down, where he's brought down by Aaron Baker along with number 44 of the Chillicothe Hornets. That's Nick Myers.
Big third down play coming up here for the Hornets. We got a third down and 20.
Cameron, hurry up offense. They did huddle up slightly there, but they're quickly back in for offensive formation. Anderson, the lone setback. Colson hands off this time to Burkhart, and Burkhart gets across the 15 up to the 16-yard line. Trevor Burkhart on the carry. It'll be a fourth and long for the Dragons, fourth and 15. Ball sitting at their own 16-yard line. Punt formation is Marshall Colson. He's back at the 1-yard line of Cameron. He has the winds blowing strongly into his face here on this punt. Here's the punt. High punt. It's going to be fair caught at the 40. Was it touch, Butch? Cameron believes it was, and they down it at the 37, 38-yard line of Cameron.
Yeah, they say Chillicothe's got the ball.
Okay.
But I thought he touched it too, but...
D.L. Midget there on the...
There was no sense of panic or anything.
No.
By D.L. there, so he probably obviously knew he didn't touch it. But from up here, it looked like he'd touched the football, and I thought, oh, dear. What that's going to do, though, is give Chillicothe great field position at the Cameron 39-yard line.
Aaron Baker is going to be flanked tight to the left side. Strong line to the left for the Hornets quarterback, Jared Lawhoff, who's back into the starting lineup after being injured in the Maryville game. Pitchback goes to D.L. Midget. He's met in the backfield, but manages to get back to the line of, well, he's going to be short of a yard, short by a yard of getting back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah,
he's down at the 40 of Cameron.
That play took a little bit to develop. Very, very slow to start, and that's what happens there. By the time D.L. got the ball, the Cameron defensive line had penetrated, and they were able to stop D.L. It was kind of a mix-up on that play.
That was the 53rd carry of the season for D.L. Midget. He has 341 yards coming into tonight's ball game, averaging 7 yards a carry, and has 3 rushing touchdowns on the season. And D.L. gets it again. Stiff arms the defender at the 40, but he's chopped up at the 41. They're going to give him his forward progress. He was able to get back to the 40, but third down and 11 for the Hornets on this opening drive that started right at the 39 of Cameron. 9 minutes, 5 seconds remains. First quarter of this Chillicothe homecoming game, Chillicothe and Cameron. Hornets break huddle with 18 seconds on the play clock. Baker will be flanked tight to the left. Midget and Plummer split in the backfield. Fake handoff to Plummer, handoff to Midget, and he gets back to the 39 of Cameron, where he's brought down by number 45, Dawson Cox, a sophomore defensive lineman. And it's 4th and 10 now for Chillicothe at the Cameron 39, and they appear as though they're going to go for it.
Go for it or
quick kick here.
Quick kick out of this formation, but let's see.
Jared Lawhoff does the kicking chores. He's in a shotgun formation quick kick formation. Fourth and 10, Lawhoff punts the ball away. High nice. Punt, bounces at the three, and goes into the end zone for a touchback. So Cameron had nobody back. It didn't appear there, Butch, on that punt, that quick kick there. But nonetheless, Cameron will have their second offensive possession of the night. First and 10 at their own 20 at the south end of the field. 8-11 remains first quarter, 0-0 the score. Well, Butch, Cameron played good defense.
Played really good defense on that possession. Chillicothe just couldn't get untracked and had to punt the ball back to Cameron.
Here's Colson, hands off to Burkhart. Burkhart crosses the 20, gets up to the 24.
Harold, the ball carrier.
Or Harold, check that on the ball carrier.
Gain of about.
There's no line at the snack bar.
Let's see. Gain of about 3. Second and 7. Ball's placed at the 23-yard line, so yeah.
Cameron has two wide receivers to the right, one to the left for Colson. Second down and 7. Handoff.
Ball carried by Anderson.
Anderson, the fullback, gets his first carry of the night. He's brought down after a short gain by Corbin Walker. All 5'5", 204 pounds of the sophomore, brings down Anderson, the fullback.
That play took a little bit to develop, and Chillicothe did a nice job of getting through and making the stop. So now it's a third and a long 6.
Green, wide to the left. Burkhart in motion to the backfield. They're going to run a reverse. It goes to Harrell. Harrell with the ball carry, and he's stuffed, sniffed out quickly. Brought down at the 24-yard line. Another fourth down for the Dragons. Fourth and 5 is what it says on the scoreboard, but it looks more like fourth and 7. Punt formation once again for Marshall Colson. He's standing back at his 10. Gets the snap on a bounce. Punts it away. Short, short kick. That is going to be down by the Cameron Dragons at the Cameron 31-yard line. So Chillicothe will have good field position once again to start their second offensive drive of the night. First and 10 at the Cameron 31-yard line.
Yeah, Chillicothe came very close to blocking that punt. And that was part of the reason I think he had to rush that kick a little bit, and he got a really bad kick away, netted maybe, 7 yards on that?
Midget will be flanked tight to the right. Baker and Plummer split in the backfield. Plummer gets it, goes off right guard, and gets some positive yardage this time for the Hornet offense down to the 26-yard line of Cameron. This Chillicothe Hornets football game is also being broadcast on the World Wide Web, courtesy of Green Hills Technologies in Breckenridge. Just go to our website on kchi.com and click on the link. Second down and 5 for the Hornets at the 26 of Cameron. Baker and Plummer in the backfield. Plummer gets it again, same play, but brought down from behind by number 61, Colton Chubik.
Oh, yeah. Cameron's defensive line has done a really nice job of penetrating the Chillicothe line. Chillicothe's got to get that figured out and make some blocks. And just allowing Cameron too many easy tackles. We got to put somebody on the ground.
Big third down here. Third down and 5 for the Hornets at the Cameron 25-yard line. Here's a handoff. This time it goes to Plummer. Plummer gets some positive yardage, bulls his way forward down to the 21. He's going to be close to the first down. They've not moved the chains yet.
He's got about a half a yard to go. I'm sure Chillicothe will go for it here because they turn it over here. Cameron will get the ball on the 22-yard line, so might as well go for it.